ओम नमः शिवाय डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज न्याय स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पदकृतिया प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण थैंक यू ओम नमः शिवाय
विल सी द थर्ड टाइप ऑफ इज वैधर्म्य विशिष्ट पिंड ज्ञानम पिंड ज्ञान द ऑब्जेक्ट द नॉलेज ऑफ द ऑब्जेक्ट इज देयर एंड इट इज एंडोर्ड विद नॉट द special knowledge but with the negative knowledge the vaidharma means virupa dharma the opposite attributes that which is not exist in that pinda in that object that kind of knowledge is helpful to understand the this object like we'll see dvitiyam yatha the first one we have seen in the original which is sadrishya vishta the knowledge of the common things now the knowledge of the special attribute with that you gain the knowledge of that which is what you want to gain how is that khadga mirgaha kidrukiti prushte nasika lasat एक शृङ्गः अन्तिक्रान्त गजाकृतिश्च इति तत् ज्ञातृभ्यः श्रुत्वा कालान्तरे तादृशं पिण्डं पश्यन् अधिदेशवाक्यार्थं स्मरति तदनन्तरं खड्गमृगपदवाच्यः इति उत्पद्यते अत्र नासिकालसद् एकशृङ्गः एव असाधारणधर्मः सो खड्गमृगः हौ इस् दिस् खड्गमृगः What is Khadgamruga? Khadgamruga means rhino. Rhinoceros. How will this rhinoceros look like? You ask. You don't know what is rhinoceros. So you want to know what rhinoceros is. How will this rhino look like? You ask. So he says, there is somebody who knows about this rhinoceros. He say, iti prishte, nasika lasat eka shringaha. Nasika lasat in the nose, in the tip of the nose, it has one shringa. One horn kind of thing. So, in the tip of the nose, it has one horn. And, anatikranta gajakritischa. And it is similar to an elephant. Its form is similar to an elephant. Not bigger than an elephant. It is similar to an elephant. It is smaller than an elephant, but it is similar to an elephant. That kind of knowledge. Now, you see, after hearing this, tad jnatubhya shutva, from hearing it from a person who knows about it, kala andre tadrisham pindam pashyan. After some time, you see that object, that kind of object. Then, अतिदेश वाख्यातं स्मरति यू रिमेंबर दैट इट इज सिमिलर टू एन एलिफेंट बट विच हैज अ इंस्टेड ऑफ अ ट्रंक इट हैज अ सिंगल हॉर्न दिस यू हियर फ्रॉम दिस थर्ड पर्सन एंड यू रिमेंबर दैट देन तदनंतरम देन यू अंडरस्टैंड दिस इज द ऑब्जेक्ट विच इज सेड टू बी विच इज कॉल्ड एज राइनो विच इज कॉल्ड एज राइनोसरस दैट यू अंडरस्टैंड हियर दिस असाधारण धर्म स्पेशल धर्म इज that unique horn that one horn single horn in its beak in its nose that is what in its nose on its nose there is this single horn that is what is a special attribute of this rhinoceros okay and tritiyam the third is vaidharma vishishta you explain it through some opposite knowledge not something similar some dissimilar knowledge how does that exist how do you explain that ushtrakri drishah kidrugiti prishte ashvalivad asamana prishtah na rasvagriva sharirascheti aptokte kalaantre tat pinda darshana darshanaad vaidharmya vishishta pinda jnanam tato adidesha vakyartha smaranam tata ushtra padavachyam iti umitru upavadyate You ask, how will a camel look like? You don't know what is camel. Camel, what is it? Then somebody says, one who knows about camel, he says, it will not have back plain as the horse. It will have a hump. will not, you are not talking about the hem. It will not have a plain back, one. It will not have a plain black back, one. It will not have a short neck like a horse, two. So, when you hear this kind of thing, not a plain back and not a short neck, then you see after a period of time you see that and you remember this word and then you understand that this is what is called as ushtra, this is what is called as camel, that knowledge you gain. So here the dissimilar knowledge is what is helpful to gain the knowledge of the suggested thing. So this is the third. First is a similar knowledge. The second is the special attribute of that object. The third is dissimilar knowledge. So the three knowledges. Iti padakrityake upmana paricchedaha. So we come to the upmana paricchedaha. Atha shabda paricchedaha. Apta vakyam shabda apta stuitha atha vakta vakyam pada samuha yatha ga mane shuklam dande neti shaktam padam asmat padat ayam artho buddhaveti ishwar sanketa shakti. Here there is one word which I didn't say. Apto ukte kalantram tat pindam darshanat aptokte. When a person who has the knowledge and who says things as it is, there the apta term is not explained. Here in the mula you see the apta and it is explained here. Aptasya yathartha vakta, it is said. Avasara sangatim avipretya upmanantaram shabdam nirupeti. Now after upmana suggestive knowledge you come to this shabda. So verbal testimony. Shabda pramanam ityartha. Shabda is shabda pramanam. Shabda means shabda pramanam. What is that? Bhranta vipralambhakayor vakyasya shabda pramanatta varanaya apteti. So there, what is shabda? Apta vakyam shabdaha. Vakyam shabdaha. If you say vakyam shabdaha, some sentence is shabda. Shabda pramana. If you say, then somebody who is confused, he or a madman, his words, his sentence will also become pramana. So you have to add apta. Nanu koyam aptaha ityataha. That what, who is this apta? If you ask, then he says aptastu yathartavakta. Yathartavakta, yathartavakta means yathabhuta abhadita artha upadeshta. One who teaches you things as it is, which cannot be negated. Without giving you a wrong knowledge and giving you a knowledge which cannot be negated. That kind of knowledge is what is yathartha. And that kind of person who gives that kind of knowledge is yathartha apta. Vakyam lakshyate. What is a vakya? Pada samuha. Ghatadi samuha varanaya padeti. If you say samuha, what is vakya? Samuha vakya. Samuha means group. Group means group of parts. That also becomes vakya. So you say pada samuha. Group of words is vakya. Shaktam iti. And what is pada? Shaktam padam. You say shaktam. What is shaktam? Nirupakata sambandhena shakti vishtam ityartha. That which has this nirupakata sambandha. Nirupakata sambandha means that through that word, that object is proven. With that relationship, whatever exists, that is shaktam. That is the power of that word. Asmad iti ghatapadad ghatarupa artho bodhaveti ishwarichayo shakti iti. What is that power? If you say asmat padat ayam artho bodhavya, through this word, this object is what should be pointed out. This kind of Ishvara's desire is shakti, power, meaning the part, the word part should define the object part. This desire of Ishvara is shakti, the power of the word. Artha smriti anukula padapadartha sambandham tallakshanam. What is this shakti? Artha smriti anukula padapadartha sambandhatvam. Artha smriti, object and its remembrance, whatever you have, according to that, whatever the word and its meaning, word and its meaning, the relationship between the word and its meaning, that is what is the lakshana, definition for that. Shakti riva lakshana api padavritti. Like the shakti, lakshana also is the, is padavritti, is based on the, is exist, it exists in the pada, in the word. Atha KM lakshana, therefore, what is this lakshana? If you say shakya sambandho lakshana, now you are understanding what lakshana is after defining all these lakshanas. From the first page of this Padakritya, we have been seeing the lakshanas only, the problem of the lakshanas, definitions. What is the definition? Shakya sambandho lakshana. Shakya sambandha. The relationship which is possible. The possible relationship is lakshana. And what, how many types are there? There are three types. Sachat trudha, jat, ajat, jat, ajat, vedat. There are three types of lakshana. Jat, jahat lakshana, ajahal lakshana, jahat ajahal lakshana, jahat lakshana, ajahat lakshana, jahat ajahat lakshana. Ohak tyage. The root word is ohak tyage. To give up. Jahat means to give up. Ajahat means not giving up. Jahat ajahat means giving up partially. Giving up partially and not giving up partially. The third type. These things we have seen in the Padakriti, Panchadashi. And this will be even there in that, in any Vedanta text, basic Vedanta text, this will be there. Because only through this Lakshana, Ajahal Ajahal Lakshana, this is the Lakshana which is used by Vedantins to understand Brahman. We'll see each one of them. Jahat Lakshana, giving up. Lakshana, definition, by giving up the attributes. What is that? Ganga, yam, ghosha, haityatra, ganga, pada, shakya, pravaha, sambandhas, tire, lakshana, vijam, tire. So, ganga, yam, ghosha, you say, the horse is on the horses or the hut is on the, where is your house? My house is on Ganga. Is it floating on Ganga? No. I give up the Ganga, Ganges. And I hold on to the, giving up the flow, I hold on to the beach. When I say it's on the Ganges, it means it's on the banks of the Ganges. So, giving up the Ganga, I take up the banks, the beach. So, that is the meaning. Ajahat lakshana. Chaktrino yanti. The umbrellas are going. Chaktrino. Umbrellas are going. If you say, what does that mean? People with umbrella are going. That is the meaning. So, you don't give up the people and the umbrella. You take both of them. So, this is ajahat lakshana. But not by not giving up. And the third is jahat ajahat lakshana. Soyam devadattaha. Soyam ashvaha. Here, this it said soyam ashvaha. There we see soyam devadattaha. He is that devadatta. Tattvam asi. You are that. Soyam devadattaha. This place, this time, with relationship to other place, other time. These two devatattas who have a different attribute, but still you understand him to be this person. By giving up the attribute time space of the other time and the attributes of the present and the present time and space and taking the basic person, relating them, you say, that is this person. Tattvamasi. By giving up the upadhis of Ishvara and by giving up the upadhis of Jiva, now you are giving, if you are giving up, you have to take Jahat Lakshana, but you are not just giving up. You are also not giving up. What? The Chaitanya aspect in both. The Chaitanya aspect in both are equator. Therefore, that you are. In that, the Upadhi of Ishvara is given up. In this you, the Upadhis of Jiva is given up, and are by that you equate them as Chaitanya, Chaitanya Surupa. So that is the third type. Iti Lakshana Bijam tu Lakshana Bijam cha Tatparya Anupatihi. What is the Lakshana Bijam? What is the Bija, the root, the no, we have not come to the next page. We have in here only. Lakshana Bijam cha Tatparya Anupatihi. What is the Lakshana Bijam, the cause, the root of this Lakshana? It is Tatparya Anupati, not understanding the Tatparya, the idea. अत एव प्रवाहे घोषा तात्पर्य अनुभवते है तीरे लक्षण सेत्स्यति. दैट इज व्हाई दो यू आर नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड द एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ द हट और द द हॉर्स ऑन द ऑन द ऑन द फ्लो ऑफ गंगा यू से इट यू टेक इट ऑन द बीच. आकांक्षा योग्यता सन्निधिश्च वाक्यार्थ ज्ञाने हेतु पदस्य पदांतर व्यतिरेक प्रयुक्तान्वय अननुभावकत्वम् आकांक्षार्थावादो योग्यता पदानाम् अविलम्बेन उच्चारणम् सन्निधिः सा च आकांक्षादि विरहितम् वाक्यम् अप्रमाणम् यथा गौरवः पुरुषोऽस्ति इति न प्रमाणम् आकांक्षा विरहात् वह्निना सिञ्चेदिति न प्रमाणम् योग्यता विरहात् प्रहरे प्रहरे सहसोच्चारितानि गामाणि इति इत्यादि पदानि न प्रमाणम् सान्निध्य अभावात् असाधारण असम्भववारणाय पदान्तर व्यतिरेक प्रयुक्त इति. सो इफ यू से पदस्य अन्वय अननुभावकत्वम् as akanksha, you have akanksha yogyata sannidhi, which is the cause for the meaning of the vakya, the meaning of the sentence. So here the knowledge, to gain the knowledge of the sentence, the cause is akanksha yogyata and sannidhi. Akanksha, expectancy, yogyata, its power, and sannidhi is its presence. So these are the cause for the gaining the knowledge of the sentence. In that, what is akanksha? Padasya padantra vidreka prekta anvaya ananubhavakattam. Akanksha is, if you take one pada and relate it with the other pada, there should be some connection to it. When you ask, raise a question with one pada, there should be an answer with the another pada. Therefore, that is what it is. If you say, if you remove there, the padantra vitireka prayukta, then it will become asambhava doshagrastha. To remove that, you say, padantra vitireka prayukta, punar asambhavarnaya padantre padasyeti. Padantara vyatireka prayukta anvaya ananubhavakattam. If you just say that, then without saying padasya, then it will become again asambhavagrastha. This is not so important. Padanam iti asaho chayiteshu adivyapti varnaya avilambena iti asaho chayitena. So, padanam uccharanam sannidhi. If you say, then the words which are said with a gap, that will also become a sentence which has this sannidhi. Therefore, you have to add this avilambena without any gap. That should be used. Akamsha varanaya padanam iti. So, vilambena ucharanam, if you say, vilambena ucharanam of what? Saying things of what? Saying what things? Say, padanam, of the words. Saying the words with gap is what we mean. Akankshadi shunya vakyasyatra pramanatam nishedeti. If it doesn't have the akanksha, etc., all the any one or more of this three, then it is not a pramana. Akankshadikam shabda heturiti ukte chaityatha. So, akanksha, etc., are the cause for the knowledge of shabda. Akanshadi udaharam darshyati, and examples are given for akanksha, etc. Vakyam dividam vaidikam laukikam cha. This vakya is of two types. One is Vaidika, the other is Laukika. One that is used set in the Vedas and the other which is used in the world. Vaidikam Ishwaruktam, Ishwaruktatva, Sarvameva Pramanam, Laukikam Tuaptuktam Pramanam, Manyada Pramanam. So, the Vaidika Vakya, everything, since it is said by Ishwara, everything is Pramana, but in Laukika Vakya, only whatever is said by Apta, one who sees, says things as it is, which cannot be condemned, that person's words are only Pramana and not the others. Therefore, Vakyartha Jnanam Shabda Jnanam Tat Karanam Shabda. The knowledge of the words is Shabda Jnanam. And for that, Shabda is the Karana instrument. Now, Yetavata Shabda Samagri Parvanchita. Now, until now, the Shabda Samagri, the knowledge of the, for the knowledge of the Shabda, whatever is necessary, that is explained. Prama Vibhajaka Vakye Shabdasya Api Uddhishtatvena Tatkuto Na Pradashitam Iti Aha. In the Prama, when we were discussing about Prama, you said Shabda. But you just said you are now discussed only Shabda. You are not presented the Shabda. So, why, what is that if you say? He says Vakyathe Iti Shabdatvam Cha Shabdat Pratyemi Iti Anubhav Siddha Jati. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamagacchate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.